Okay, so yeah, tell us why you think the moors could potentially be listed as an asset of community value, and if you can, describe what kind of social well-being and interest it delivers for Colchester and the Hythe area.
So, I mean, there are different reasons. So, one is its recreational function as a public open space, and this is particularly important for the Hythe area, because the Hythe area is an area which is quite has seen a lot of development in recent years, a lot of new buildings. There's a lot of social housing also around there, and it's kind of a high common area, and also studies have shown that it doesn't have the required number of public open spaces accessible for the local population. So that's why the Moors is really an important area for public open space for the local community, and it's been used by children, by dog walkers and so on. So the second reason is it's an important green transport route. The Town to Sweet Trail, which was built a couple of years ago, is really an important cycle route for and walking route into town from the Wivenhoe area, linking to the Wivenhoe Trail. And also for the Hythe, it's an area which people use to walk or cycle into work or into uni or school. So it's really important for that as well. And the third, I think, which I mentioned already, is the world of value, that like the variety of habitats are quite interesting for. There have been studies. I mean, it's quite important for birds, mammals, plants, and insects and lizards. There are loads of lizards there, which is kind of a protected species as well. So I think these are three main.
If you have an issue of land ownership at the moment, who actually owns the land, but if you found yourself in ownership of that land or with it protected, is it a matter of keeping as it is, or does it need to, do you have a vision for it to be improved and opened up, or is your movement's work purely to keep it as it is, or is it to try and get some resources to improve the space?
Partly to keep it as it is, but also nature is constantly changing, so keeping it as it is, because there's progression, but to keep this open habitat of grassland and mix of vegetation, you have to constantly cut back the brambles, for example. And this mixture of scrub and open grassland herb vegetation and woodland is quite important. So to keep this mixture, but also to improve the area. I mean, a couple of years, like 2 years back, I was involved with this Colne Housing guys. Is it something?
Sorry, it's fine. You're fine.
It's the Colne Housing community worker who we were thinking of improving one area as a children's play area, because some of the areas is quite rough and it's not really level, because there's been a history of waste dump and it's not of great. Not everything is of great wildlife value, so there's some areas which could be improved, and also maybe have shorter grass so for children to play around, because they really need, like in the local housing community over there, Timber Hill and so on, they need a place to kick the football around, because at the moment they just play on the street, which is not great. So that would be one of our aims as well. So we both want to improve for wildlife.
So protecting what's kind of of natural significance, but also maybe some of the kind of less important land, you can maybe improve it and provide more green spaces and village green type space for people to use.
Yes, exactly. So I mean, we want to keep the wild character of it, like the natural outlook of it, but there is definitely a need for local kids to have an area where they can kick the ball around safely.
And just to finish up, how can people get involved in the Moors movement? Who do they contact, or where do they go?
They can contact myself, and we got the website also.
What's the domain?
It's moorsmovement.wordpress.com. And yes, they contact myself, my email.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you very much. Okay.